Okay, this is the second set of recordings for the comb test project. The initial set included the harmonicas Six Big Rivers in C right out of the box. This set includes the same harmonicas with the draw plates flat sanded and reed gaps adjusted to some extent. This is the first harmonica number one. You can compare it to harmonica number one previously. It is certainly playing better than it did before. I don't know if that comes through on the recording, but the note attacks are more reliable. Weaknesses in individual notes have been corrected and so on. So the harmonica responds much more evenly throughout its range. This is harmonica number two. Well, that harmonica's performance has certainly improved plenty. It's a pleasure to play, which was why I was going off on it. It's louder, it's more responsive, etc. This is harmonica number three. Again, it's more responsive, it's louder. This is harmonica number four. This one is not, doesn't feel as responsive. It's possible that I moved some of the reeds side by side when I was flat sanding it. This harp number four feels more like it did out of the box. Here's number five. You can hear the reeds catching a little as they adjust themselves in their slots after the flat sanding. Number five's responsiveness is significantly improved as well, I would say. And here's number six, which is, by the way, the one I used as the standard for gapping the others, since the out-of-the-box gapping on number six seemed to be pretty good. Number six may have improved the least of all of these harps, but it was pretty good to start with, so maybe it just came out of the factory with a pretty flat plate and reeds gap nicely. Anyhow, that's the second round of tests. In the next round of tests, we're going to change the combs on these instruments and see what happens.